This week on Out of Chicago, we're talking about travel photography and shooting from a shot list with Ralph Velasco. So this week on the show, we've got a professional travel photographer. It's a buddy of mine. It's Ralph Velasco. And he shoots all over the world. Not only that, but he takes groups all over the world. And I'm sure he'd be willing to take you too. He's a great photographer. He's a great guy. And he's got a little bit different twist on how he runs his workshops and his tours. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But really the focus for this episode, and we're trying to do this for this like season three of the Out of Chicago podcast, is to really narrow in, teach you one thing. And this week, that one thing is shooting from a shot list. And it seems like such a simple thing, just like to have different ideas when you go out on an adventure for what you should be shooting. Pick a theme, you know, and then pick a different theme. But it's something that people don't do enough. Well, there's one guy that always is trying to hammer that home, and it's Ralph. Ralph Velasco's great at it, and he's been teaching these tours for a long time, and he's going to give us tips for how to improve not just our travel photography, but even if you're just headed down to the city for a night or whatever, you know, don't just go down there and walk around randomly. Think about what you're going after and think about how you're going to do it, and that's what he's going to do for us today. He's actually got, he's going to give us a copy of his free ebook, and he's got all sorts of other things available for us. So lots of good things to look forward to. We're going to jump right into how to do this with Ralph Velasco. And here we go. All right, I'm here with Ralph Velasco. Welcome, Ralph.
Hey there, good to see
you. Yeah, good to see you. I've just been getting to know you, but yeah, you've been awesome. Ralph is a travel photographer. He's originally from the Chicago area. You live out in California now. You're all over the place, right? And you got a place here. You're all over, but the main thing is you're all over the world. You're giving these tours all over, honestly, all over the world. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about how you got into that in the first place, maybe even, and what you're doing with that.
Sure. I'm actually originally from Chicago. I lived in Southern California for about 15 years, but now I'm what's called location independent. I gave up my apartment in Southern California, so I was on the road for a total of about 8 or 9 months a year every year, and I finally, you know, came to the conclusion it didn't make sense to be paying rent 12 months out of the year when I'm there for 3 or 4 months, 2 weeks at a time. And so I finally got smart and decided to get rid of all my stuff, and now I just kind of live on the road. And when I'm back in the States, typically with friends in Southern California or family in Chicago. But yeah, I've been doing this full time for about 7+ years now. Really decided that I needed to do this when in the September of 2008, we had the financial crisis. And I was a financial advisor at the time, and I was doing photography part time. I was teaching travel photography at some adult education type places in Southern California, City of Newport Beach, Saddleback College, things like that. And so I decided that, you know, with the financial crisis, you know, there was financial advisors that had 25, 30 years of experience that saw their businesses go down 90%. And here I was fairly a newbie at 3 years. And so I said, you know what, this is the kick in the pants that I need to really do what I wanted to do all along. And I like to say it only took me 45 years to figure out what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. But, you know, most people don't ever do that. So I was happy that I did figure it out when I did.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Now, the main thing we got you on here that I want to talk about, and we're going to talk about all the tours you do and all that and things that people can be a part of. But the thing that I want you to teach for us today is, and this is really your big thing, is working off of a shot list for when you're doing your travel photography, rather than just going out there and just, you know, banging away. Tell us what this whole idea is of working from a shot list.
Sure. You know, it's not a new concept whatsoever. I certainly didn't think of it. It's been around since the dawn of photography, but the idea is to give yourself a framework, or you know, it's an organizational tool. It's meant to provide some structure to your photography. And so, like I say, it's been around since the dawn of photography, and believe I'm the first one to put it in your pocket in the form of an iOS app. And I've got an app out called My Shot List for Travel. It's available only on iOS devices, so iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch. But you don't need my app or anyone else's app. You could use pen and paper like we always did, or a notes app, an Excel spreadsheet, whatever. But I built into my app 52 categories. And I figured if you just work with maybe one category a week for a year, you could get pretty good. And so as travel photographers, we have to kind of be jacks of all trade, master of some. And so I don't think there's anyone that's, you know, a master of even 52 categories. But if you could just master 5 or 10 maybe, the idea is to come back with a well-rounded set of images, one that really tells the story of the place. And so to, you know, come back with just people photos, or just pictures of plates of food, or just monuments is going to make for a fairly boring slideshow. And so the idea is to keep your viewers' attention, keep them interested in what you're showing them, and get people asking you to see your photos from that most recent trip, as opposed to you kind of begging them to come and see your photos, and they're like kind of groaning. And we've all been there, I'm sure. I know I started out that way, but I just decided that it was time to put this in your pocket. I couldn't read my writing or that piece of paper that I was keeping my shot list on anymore. And I always had my iPhone with me, and it's simply a checklist. So in the app, you've got some sample pictures. I've got some little verbiage that I talk about each of the categories. And so the idea is to check them off your list. And you may not need 52 categories in any one location. You might need 30 or 35 of those. But if you could get, say, 5 images in 30 categories, that's 150 solid images that could make for a really nice slideshow or a book, or you know, any of these things that we can do now, gallery. So you know, that's really the simple idea behind it.
And so the idea is that rather than, you know, if you just go into it, you might be taking all the same sort of pictures, like of people on the street or whatever. But if you're not thinking of these other 51 categories, you're missing out on a whole other thing while you're there. Is that kind of the idea?
Yeah, you know, they say even a blind mouse finds a hunk of cheese once in a while. So you can go out and just kind of shoot whatever presents itself, or you can follow a game plan and really, you know, have an idea of what it is you want to photograph. I say the more you know what you're looking for, the more you're likely to see it. And so that low-hanging fruit of landscapes and architecture and monuments and people, you know, we're pretty much all getting that stuff. But what about the detail shots and what people are wearing, a category I call fashion and style, something I call the underbelly. So those things that the tourist office probably isn't advertising, like homelessness or graffiti, things like that. So, you know, it's meant to remind you of those things. And I built a feature into the app called the Challenge Me feature. And so what I do on my trips, when I lead my trips every morning, or every time we go into a new shooting environment, something that's been come to call the shake your app. So what I, if you just shake the device, up pops a new category. And so it's meant to be random. And so I do that and, you know, shake the app, and all of a sudden up pops a category. And that's the one that we need to be aware of that morning or that afternoon or that day, whatever. So it's meant to, just be top of mind. And it kind of is along the lines of, I ask my people to have a theme in mind at the beginning of a trip. And so everyone goes around the table and, if they can think of something right then, or sometimes a theme presents itself over the course of a trip, or I've got a theme that I am sort of an ongoing theme that I've been working on for years, and it's simply people reading newspapers. So I've got this whole series of people reading newspapers around the world. And otherwise it could be hands or people at work or the color red, whatever that theme is for you. But the more you know what you're looking for, the more you'll see it. And when other people in the group mention their themes, you start seeing those as well. So I think it's really important to have that in mind and to know what you're looking for.
Yeah, so somebody that's out shooting and they've decided at the beginning of one of your trips that their theme is going to be red, and that's what they're shooting. Now, does that mean that they don't need to be thinking about those 52 categories, or can we do that together?
Oh, absolutely. You would do it in conjunction. So you're not just looking for red, but that's maybe that's the common thread through everything that you're photographing, but you're absolutely looking for those other 51 categories as well. That's just it's sort of a project or an assignment. And
I love the two that you said. You said like fashion. I mean, that's perfect. I mean, for going to these places, and then the underbelly, and they're totally different, because if you got yourself going down one of those directions, you may never think about the other one. But like you said, give it a shake of the app and there you go. You got the other thing. Now, give us a couple others. Give us a couple other categories that are on there, the things we might be looking for on there. I love those two.
Sure. Well, sacred sites, so yeah. Churches, cemeteries, things like that. I do like the fashion and style one. So it's what's ever distinctive to the place. So like in Bhutan, the women and the men both wear very distinctive clothing. And so the men wear something called a go. I believe it's spelled G-H-O. And funny quick story, I was on the trip leading a group, and our local guide Sange was explaining to us about this outfit that the men wear, and he said that if you're working, you have to wear this go. And so one of the people in the group said, well, what's the penalty if you don't wear the go? And he said, there is no penalty. You wear the go. So it's just this very distinctive outfit that the men wear. The women wear something called a kira. And in so many cultures around the world, you see this. Maybe in Peru or Bolivia, it's these very distinctive hats that mostly the women wear. And you can tell what tribe they're from, or the Tarahumara Indians. So it's something very distinctive to the place. Now, it could also be something gastronomical, like the food. Maybe it's very distinctive. Or in Romania, the palinka, which is a sort of a fire water that they make in the back room. So that's very distinctive to that place. So whatever it is that is different to that place is what I'm going for. Now, of course, I'm also capturing things that may not be as distinctive, and I talk about this often, where you can get a portrait of a person, and mainly that's just their head, maybe a shoulder, head and shoulders. But if you can add an extra layer to that, where perhaps you're photographing a Bedouin nomad in the Sahara Desert, and in the background there's a line of camels going across the sand dunes, boy, that really gives you a sense of place. So looking for that extra layer, and it's usually a foreground or a background, I think that could be really telling for someone's photography.
No, I love that. It's great. I would love to be on one of these things and have you giving me those tips while I'm there with my camera. That'd be perfect. Now, here's what Ralph is doing for all of us, and I love this, is that he's written not only this app, but he's also got an ebook, and it's called The Essence of a Place. And it's The Essence of a Place Working from a Shot List. And Ralph has offered to give us free copies to listeners of the Out of Chicago podcast. And so if you want to get a free copy of it, go to our show notes and, you know, go to Out of Chicago, go to the podcast, and you'll see the one with Ralph Velasco, and you can download it right there. And the other thing you could do, if you're on your cell phone right now, if you're in your car, you can actually get it. This is kind of crazy. We've never done this before, but we'll see if it works. I think it's gonna. If you text the word Ralph, so just RALPH to 44222, we're going to automatically send it to you. You give us your email address, and it's going to go right to your email. So so you just text the word Ralph to 44222, and that's it, and it's like done. So, Ralph, thank you very much for doing that. We really appreciate the ebook, and I've been starting to read it myself, and I like it a lot. It's really good.
My pleasure. It's I wrote it as an extension of the app. So people were asking, where can I find some more information about this idea of working for a shot list? So the subtitle is A Travel Photographer's Guide to Using a Shot List for Capturing Any Destination. And so there's 60 or 70 plus pages. You've got sample images and then the stories behind the image. And it explains the categories a little bit more. So if you're looking to get a little bit more information about this whole idea, the book is a good place to go. And I'm glad to offer it up to your listeners, because I just want to get this out there. I'm not looking to make a whole lot of money on it. I just want the people to start working from a shot list and to keep this concept, this idea in mind, so that they're bringing back a better set of images that's going to be more interesting to the people that they're showing their photography to, however that is.
Yeah, but you do sell it. I mean, it's $5 on your site, and tons of people buy it. And we said, have you got something you could share with us? You're like, I'll just give you the ebook for free. So it's there. We really appreciate that. Okay. So that's that. Let's talk a little bit more about your, I want to say this right, your tours, not your workshops. And this is what I love about what you do. Tell us all about this.
Right. I don't even call them photo tours. I call them cultural tours with a focus on photography. So I'm a real proponent of having a good balance between really seeing a place through the viewfinder of a camera, but also putting the camera down and having a real travel experience, a real cultural experience. So I like to get my people to meet the locals. So we'll often get inside their homes and see how they live, have a cup of tea with them. We'll go and learn how they make that palinka in Romania, or how they make the local cheese in Spain, whatever the local specialty is. So again, what's distinctive about that place. I love to do foodie tours. So I just brought a group to Vietnam, and we had an impromptu foodie tour. And we had the cutest little guide. She was this young 23-year-old gal that was just so passionate about the local cuisine and sharing that with our group. Her name was Cherry. At least that was her anglicized name, but she just was so perky, and she was every time we would cross the street, and if you've ever been to Vietnam or seen the streets there, there's just tons of scooters and cars and trucks, and it's a little bit crazy. So crossing the street, she would say, "Okay, everyone, sticky rice." And that meant that we all needed to kind of get in a group and cross the street together. It was really fun. But in Rome, in Istanbul, in Hanoi, and these wonderful places around the world, I love to employ a local guide that can teach us about the food. Maybe it includes a market walk, and they'll point out all the different kinds of, to us, strange fruits and seafood or whatever it might be. But I think food is such a big part of travel that, and I come from a restaurant background as a third generation restaurateur. I've owned two restaurants of my own. I don't consider myself a foodie, but I enjoy food, and I enjoy learning about it. I love to see the process of winemaking, how they make local cheese. Sometimes we take cooking classes, things like that. Now, typically we'll have our cameras with us, but the photography part of it's secondary. So if there's one comment I get on my trips, it's that there's a really good ratio of scheduled activities to free time. So I try to incorporate about a half day of scheduled group activities where we might be photographing, getting out early, staying out late, but then also provide plenty of free time for people to do things that aren't included on the trip so that they can pursue their own interests. So I really encourage them to do some research before the trip. And, you know, I don't know, maybe they're into museums, and that particular trip doesn't include a museum in that city. But like even in Spain, my central Spain trip, Madrid, Segovia, and Toledo, we go to a couple small museums, but we don't go to the Prado, which is one of the great museums of the world, up there with the Louvre and some of the other big ones. But I encourage people to go there, but they go there in their free time. And so I try to provide an overall cultural experience for people, but also a good portion of it is photography, because I do teach photography and I really enjoy teaching. And but it's not just all photography all the time, especially on a 2-week trip. That can be really grueling, and you know, you end up coming home and yeah, you've got a lot of nice pictures, but did you really experience the place?
Yeah, no, that makes so much sense, because I mean, you might think, well, I want to do photography the entire time. And that might be true if it's like a 3 or 4 day trip, but right. You're not going to go all the way to Vietnam for 3 or 4 days. You want, and when you go all the way to somewhere like that, you want to take advantage of everything else it has to offer. So I love the idea. And I think it's just taken off and working out really well for you. And that Vietnam one, you did it with our buddy Frederick Van Johnson too, right? He was on that with you guys, right?
That's right. Next year, Frederick's going to be leading that trip for my company. And so it was sort of a training trip for him. And he did really well. I have total confidence that he's going to lead a great trip. So what I'm trying to do is expand my business, and I can't possibly lead any more trips physically. There's just not enough time. And so I'm bringing on other photographers and tour leaders to lead trips for me. And so I had a Getty Images photographer named Brian Cruikshank in Cambodia. I had Frederick in Vietnam. And so what I'm doing is teaching them sort of my system, and because I'd like them to lead a tour consistent with how I lead the tours. And so a lot of people have this idea of a photo workshop in their head, that, and if someone's looking for 12 hours a day of photography, downloading it at night, image reviews every night, post-processing, assignments every day, probably my trips aren't for them. That's, you know, there's plenty of other photographers that lead those kinds of trips. But if you're looking for a really nice cultural experience, and maybe you want to bring your spouse or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or just a friend that's not necessarily interested in photography, and I get those kind of people all the time. So one person has an interest in photography, the other doesn't. And more often than not, the non-photographer becomes interested in photography because they realize that Number one, you don't have to have a $5,000 camera. Not even I do. You don't have to be an advanced photographer. I get beginners and intermediates all day long. And it doesn't have to be this, I'm going to drag behind, 10 other photographers for 4 hours. It doesn't have to be a chore. So we take our time. We enjoy. We stop when we want. We, have a drink. And it's just not, work is a four-letter word, if you ask me. I mean, we're there to have fun. So these are fun shops, and I think it just, and I have people come back that came as a non-photographer, and next thing you know, they're buying a little bit better camera. They're coming, and they're asking more questions, and I get that all the time. So that's really fun to turn people onto photography, but in a very subtle way, certainly not hitting them over the head with it.
Yeah, no, I think you're doing it the right way. Everything you're doing is exactly right. Give us one or two of your upcoming tours that maybe you still have space in, that people are sitting at home right now. They're going, oh man, this is what I want to do. Give us a couple of them that that they actually could go and sign up for.
Sure. I've got a great trip to Lapland coming up. That's March 19th through the 27th. And that's going to be 3 nights in Stockholm and 5 nights up in Swedish and Finnish Lapland, where we're going to go seek out the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis. So I was showing some images last night at the Camera Club that it's just a fascinating natural phenomenon, the Northern Lights. So we're going to go up there and photograph that. And I've got a few spaces left on that trip. I've also got a trip to Morocco in May. Morocco, just another fascinating country with wonderful food, beautiful old towns, and just
that's where I want to go. Yeah, Morocco, it'd be amazing.
Colors. One of my favorite cities in the world, Chefchaouen, just beautiful lavenders and blues and purples. So just a wonderful country. And I've got a trip to the Baltics. So that's Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. That's a new trip that we're doing this year. And that's in a late May, early June. So those are three trips that I've got several spaces on each one of those available if people are interested in this type of a trip.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Well, we will put the links to all that, to your site and everything. So if you're interested, go to our show notes for this podcast and everything will be there. Now you're going to be you're in Chicago now, but you're going to be speaking in Chicago at the Travel and Adventure Show. Am I saying that right?
That's right. The Travel and Adventure Show. I've been doing this for probably 5 or 6 years now. I do it all over the country. Chicago is one of the stops, and that's January 23rd and 24th. So I'll be speaking there it's going to be different than the presentation that I'll be doing at the Winter Out of Chicago,
which we'll talk about in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So if people are coming to that and they want to come to the travel show, it's going to be a completely different presentation. I'm leaving for San Diego day after tomorrow for the show. Chicago's the next weekend. Then there's Dallas. Then I'm doing LA, San Francisco. So this is a really great series of travel shows. And I just love to talk about photography with people that are interested in it. So travelers, I consider myself a traveler first, a photographer second. So I've always been a traveler. And I've just recently become a professional photographer who makes 100% of his living from this profession. So I love to talk to people about it all the time.
Well, it totally makes sense because, I mean, you go to the camera clubs and you talk to photographers and they want to learn, but there's not a single person that's, going on a big trip that doesn't want to get great pictures too. And they want to, they want to know what to do to get great shots, are spending all this money to go on the trip. So for sure. Did you, you said you had a code or something for people if they wanted to get a discount on the tickets to that Travel and Adventure show? That was the same thing, right? It was Ralph. It was
right.
All uppercase, Ralph.
Yeah, so if you go to travelshows.com and you look for the Chicago show, and you go, I believe it's purchase tickets, and then there should be a place to put in a promo code, and you just put in, I believe it has to be all capitals, R-A-L-P-H, and you should get a discount off of the regular ticket price.
Perfect. All right, good. So so Melinda and I are hoping to join you there, and should be lots of fun. But you mentioned it there that our big thing we got going on, and this is how we hooked up with you in the first place, is we got the Winter Out of Chicago Conference, and that's happening February 20th in Grays Lake. If you're living up in the suburbs here, it's easy to get to. It's easy parking. You can't really say that for the summer conference. So unless we get a huge storm, of course, which we won't even say, but it's going to be easy to get to. It's going to be a ton of fun. And you're one of our featured speakers there. So tell us what you're going to be talking about at the Winter Conference.
Right. So I'm really looking forward to this. And so I'll actually be speaking twice. So people, you know, if there's a conflict, you see another speaker that you want to see, you'll have two chances to hear my talk. But I'll be talking about working from a shot list. So I'm going to get into this in a lot more depth than we talked about today. But, you know, just I'll have a lot of images from the past year or two of all the wonderful countries that I have been to, including Cuba, Iceland, Mexico, Tuscany, Spain, the Adriatic, Vietnam, Cambodia. I've been to Cuba 14 times in the past 4 or 5 years. So I've accumulated a nice little portfolio of images from there. Heading there in a couple weeks for my 15th trip. So I like to show sample images, both good and bad, because I say don't delete your bad images, because those are the ones that you can learn from. If you just delete them, they didn't do you any good at all. So keep those images, reverse engineer them, and try to figure out what you did wrong. In the other images, figure out what you did right. And I say you can't get worse at photography. If you just keep doing these things, you get out there and you shoot, and you're sort of constantly involved in this this genre, you can only improve.
Absolutely. So if you're interested in coming to the Winter Conference, there's 18 speakers altogether. If you guys want to come to this thing, we are offering a code. It's WINTER50. It gets you $50 off registration. So instead of $149, it's only $99. And you just go to winter.outofchicago.com. Again, all these links in the show notes. And it's only $99. It's going to be a full day. It's going to be fantastic. So I hope to see a bunch of you there. We've just had a ton of people signing up in the last week or so. So get in there. Make sure you get to pick the classes you want. And it's going to be great. So let's see. We're going to come on all your tours. We're going to come to the Winter Conference, Ralph. We're going to come to the Travel and Adventure Show. We got a free ebook coming to us if we want it. It's all available to us. We're going to put it all in the show notes. We're going to make Brian put it all in the show notes, our buddy Brian. And that's all going to happen. And, yeah, this has been great. I mean, any parting words, or where can we find you online, all that stuff? Give it to us.
Sure. So if you just go to photoenrichment.com, moving over to a new theme on my website. So by the time this show comes out, that should be up and running, and I'm really excited about that. There's a place there that you'll be able to download my other ebook for free. And so if you just go, if you're looking for I've got a book called On Travel Photography. It's 101 Tips for Developing Your Photographic Eye and More. And if you go to the website and look for that, and just sign up for the email list, you'll receive that back, and it could be read on any reader. And hopefully people can get a few little nuggets out of there. But I'm looking forward to having a new website up that really will showcase my photography and our tours, and people can really enjoy it.
Yeah, you're just full of knowledge, man. All the ebooks, all the tours you got, all the talks you're giving, you got everything. You got it all. So photoenrichment.com, go there, and you'll learn everything from Ralph Velasco. Get signed up to get that book. We got way too much for people. We should have kept it to like one thing, but we just overloaded them today, didn't we?
Yeah, no, I wish I had more free time to, because I've got all kinds of ideas for, you know, other ebooks and products and things that I'd like to get out there. But, you know, I'm on the road so much that it's difficult. It's like in between trips, I'm doing all the other things that I need to do for the next five or six trips I have coming up, or planning scouting trips, for trying to always keep fresh new trips coming up. So if I could just mention a couple of the scouting destinations that I've got coming up, I will be scouting in, actually Frederick and I will be in Vietnam and Laos, northern Vietnam. So we already do this Vietnam north to south trip, but there's this whole region in northern Vietnam that we haven't touched. And so this October we're going to be scouting there, and also the country of Laos for another trip. I'm also doing India's the Golden Triangle, so the Rajasthan region, Delhi, Agra, Jaipur, Jodhpur, and also northern Spain. So another trip that's going to be really culinary based. San Sebastian, one of the food capitals of the world, the Rioja region, one of the wonderful wine regions of the world. So I call Spain the other Italy. Italy gets all the press, Tuscany, the wine, the food. But I'll tell you what, if I were pressed to tell you what my favorite country is, I probably would say Spain.
Besides the United States. I'm just kidding with you. No, this has been fantastic. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ralph Velasco, for joining us. This was great. And we'll see you at the Winter Conference. We'll see you on all these tours. And we'll talk to you next time. All right.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Ralph.
All right. Thank you to Ralph Velasco. And I hope next time you go out to shoot, you really are thinking beyond just, let's just wander around. And I hope that you come up with a plan. If you haven't downloaded that ebook yet, you want to go do that. It's called Essence of a Place, Shooting from a Shot List from Ralph Velasco. It's normally $4.99. He's giving it to our listeners for free. You can get links to that and to all of the things. I know there's a ton of stuff that we talked about in our episode. If you go to outofchicago.com/episode24. So go there, and I'll have all the links for you. If you want to go straight to Ralph's site, it is photoenrichment.com. So thank you to Ralph Velasco, and hopefully we'll see you at the Winter Conference here February 20th in Grays Lake, Illinois, and we will see you soon. I gotta come up with something for the end of this thing, but yeah, we'll see you next time. Goodbye.